mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is the 17th day of August 2004 on this Tuesday edition. I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. With a rebroadcast for our affiliated stations from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. So 9 hours a day, no excuse to miss the broadcast no matter what schedule you are on. Again, thank you for joining us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Eric Pratt, the son of Larry Pratt, who I've never interviewed, but I've heard interviewed on national radio, will be joining us from Gun Owners of America to give us an overview of where the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, period, stands right now. And, of course, this is a real conservative organization that has been outspoken against the Patriot Act and put out detailed analysis exposing how it's affecting citizens and has nothing to do with terrorism. So you'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. We're also going to have wide open phones. I've got all this news here in front of me, but I've got three separate articles today where they're training citizens to tattletale on neighbors, truck drivers, repair people to your homes, all over the country. And in every article it says to fight terror and crime, to look for terrorists and criminals. Now, they couldn't get away with this just 3 years ago to, quote, fight crime, you know, having everyone be recruited as a spy. We know that's not freedom. But, see, using the backdrop of the war on terror, oh, we've got to stop the terrorists. Things changed after 9/11. Well, there's no real terrorists, so they're just recruiting everyone to go after the general public. Very serious. We'll be going over those reports. Also, they're now talking about pulling 70,000 troops out of Asia and Europe. Now, frankly, I can see pulling troops out of Europe. Nothing but a European welfare plan. But pulling 30,000 out of South Korea is insane. Unless you're a globalist and you want North Korea to attack. And so we'll talk about that and the Pentagon plan to get the psychopath in the North Korean capital to attack us, and we'll go over that. So we go into Iraq that was no threat to America, no threat to Israel, no threat to anybody. That's admitted by the government's own documents. But North Korea threatens to nuke us literally on a weekly basis in their official publications. They have missiles, thanks to Bill Clinton and the New World Order, that can hit any part of the United States, any city in the United States. They have MIRV technology now, so they can have multiple warheads atop the missiles when they come into reentry into the atmosphere over the continental United States or the possessions. And we're not worried about that. People openly threatening to nuke us. Can you imagine if Saddam every day was threatening to nuke us? What would have happened to this guy? Of course, North Korea isn't sitting on $4 trillion in oil and isn't in the middle of the Middle East with all these other oil-producing countries around it. And North Korea isn't a pushover, and so that's why they're not being invaded. But that is on the, I would say, moving towards the middle burner from the back burner now to get a war going with North Korea. Meanwhile, we'll have Israel attacking Iran, getting us into the middle of that, and they're going to have a national draft, folks. So we'll talk about it when we get back, and then just so much more. Huge broadcast lined up for you today. Be sure and stay with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and again, the website's PrisonPlanet.tv.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as shift-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
President Bush's plan to withdraw up to 70,000 troops from overseas bases contained a few specifics, particularly about Asia. Some experts think the United States may leave much of its Asia force intact, though a Pentagon report is discussing pulling 30,000 troops out of Asia and another 30,000 out of bases in Europe, predominantly in Deutschland or in Germany. President Bush yesterday said he wanted to move 60 to 70,000 foreign-based troops back to the United States over the next decade. The move, he said, would help make the U.S. military more flexible and would reduce costs. He gave no other details about the plan, and officials in Washington told reporters that most of the specifics would be ironed out in the coming years in talks with U.S. allies. It is not even clear if the figure of 70,000 includes the 12,000 soldiers that the Pentagon said last month would be pulled out of South Korea in the next 2 years. They already pulled 4,000 frontline battle troops, actual combat troops, off of the demilitarized zone. We have all these top generals, members of Congress, the House and Senate saying the draft is needed on both sides of the aisle. We have the draft boards being set back up. We have Selective Service getting its funding radically increased. We have 12 separate pieces of legislation that have been introduced over the last 2.5 years to reinstate the national draft. Three of the four services have not gotten their quotas for recruitment by 40 to 60%, depending on the service. The only service that has gotten its quotas, after lowering them, by the way, is the Marine Corps, because of its esprit de corps and its history. People are still very supportive of that, and then they could find a lot of people that want to join and go serve. And, of course, I've seen reports that the Army has missed its reenlistment quota, trying to get folks to reenlist, by 45% as well. Now, that's just current troop strengths. And they went down to 125,000 in Iraq 6 months ago. They've now boosted that back up to 165,000, not counting the 50,000 mercenary forces. And those are actual combat forces. There's another 30,000 logistical truck drivers and technicians in the country. So we've got to, what is that, 240,000 plus personnel in Iraq. And Secretary of the Army White, who I'm no fan of, by the way, Mr. Enron scammer, White, though, before the war, when he got told to resign, he said, look, I've talked to all the generals. We've run the computer maps. We're going to need 500,000, maybe 400,000, but 500 is the what's needed here. And they said, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Resign. And there's been former heads of the Marine Corps and former top, well, the head of the Air Force from the first Gulf War, who's a Republican, has gone public going, this is ridiculous. This isn't going to work. But see, it's not meant to work. It's meant to be a quagmire. The Pentagon Office of P2OG, created 2.5 years ago, said, this is public, just type P2OG into a search engine, you'll get UPI, Associated Press, Pentagon press releases, saying we want to go out and kill people and cause anger and cause more resistance, because then we get to widen the war. Because the military-industrial complex, the private companies, are making hundreds of billions of dollars a year off this, and you think they want it to stop? It's like the war on drugs. We look at the war on drugs and we say, man, we double the drug war funding every 10 years. You can look at a graph, a Justice Department graph of funding, just federally. It doubles every decade, and in the last decade, we've had triple the heroin, double the cocaine on our streets. And we've gone from 1 million people in prison 10 years ago to 7 million. 7 million, and they're just building more prisons. And you go, well, wait a minute. The more we spend, the more we get. Boy, the drug war's failing. And I say, no. If you look at the real aims of the drug war, it is a resounding success. Many of the private prisons are linked to companies that are known drug traffickers controlling the $250 billion a year industry here in America. And then when your kid gets caught using drugs or breaking in a house for drug money, they get put in the private prison and work for the drug dealers. It's quite a system. They bring in the crisis, offer the solution, and then basically take over the entire economy. And the very same companies that own the private prisons and ship in the narcotics are also the companies that own the surveillance camera systems and tracking systems that are going in under billion-dollar contracts in every major city. They are the same companies that issue the black ski mask and black armored uniforms to the police and the armored personnel carriers and the ground-penetrating radar for the helicopters and the consulting and the training. And they're the same people that have the companies that are hiring the mercenaries for torture and oppression in the Middle East. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. So it's just like with the drug war. Same thing with the war on terror. We had the World Trade Center bombing in 93. Admittedly, the bomb cooked by the FBI. The driver trained. The informant pulled out and was told, let the bombing go forward. He freaked out, recorded the FBI ordering him to do this because he thought he was being set up. And they were trying to set him up, and that saved him, Mr. Salam. And after that, they got their anti-terror funding doubled. Double is always the magic term, a magic number. And then after Oklahoma City, they got their funding more than doubled, slightly over doubled. Then after 9/11, they got their funding doubled. And now the 9/11 Commission has come out and says we want another $30 billion a year for a new domestic anti-terror czar, which will have the power to arrest citizens for any terrorism or crime. That's actually in the legislation, terror or crime. Now we have a new CIA to fight crime. And they want roughly that will be a... But a 20% increase over the last doubling, so not quite another doubling. And so it's the same thing, and you're going to see more terror. I mean, look at the graph. As the funding increases, the terror increases. As the anti-drug funding increases, the anti-drug funding and the drugs increase. And it's the same thing with Vietnam. I mean, we've now gotten the policy reports where Vietnam was meant to be a police action to go on for a decade, to be lost, to create a counter-revolution here in America, to balkanize the nation. And they made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars off of it during the war. And we would have gone in there in 5 weeks, and the military had programs, and sent tank divisions up the road and smashed the North and taken over. We would have been in full control instantly. Unstoppable military at that time. But that never happened, did it, in 5 weeks? No, it never did, because it wasn't meant to happen. It was meant to be a cash machine. And so now the same thing in Iraq, and P2OG states that, that this is meant to go on forever and then to use Iraq as a base to go into all the surrounding countries. And our troops are going to leave Europe, and they're going to go into the Middle East. And when our troops start leaving the Korean Peninsula, well, you can guess what's going to happen there, and then we're going to have a national draft, and it's off to the races in World War III, which the globalists actually now want to have. With nuclear states like North Korea, who will then launch a missile, hit the U.S. They've only got a couple, and the globalists would love to have a couple smoldering cities. Then they can set up a police state here domestically while then going in and taking over North Korea. And don't think they won't do it, folks, because this is the program, this is the plan, again, in their own policy reports. Whether it's PNAC or Brzezinski and the Trilateral Commission, it's all public. It isn't even hidden. But they know that 99.999% of people do not sit around until 4 in the morning reading PNAC documents like I do. They know you don't sit around reading Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard. They know you don't do any of that. You get home at 6:30, you cook dinner for the children, maybe you take them to Little League Baseball, they spend all day being brainwashed by the government, then you get home at 9 o'clock at night, pop in a DVD, watch an action thriller. The kids are in the other room playing video games, almost all of them, where you simulate being UN troops killing Americans. They're being brainwashed in the other room. You're not even spending time with them because you're exhausted. I don't blame you. And then you go to bed and you get up tomorrow and don't even know how your government works locally, much less nationally or internationally. Maybe you watch 10 minutes of Fox and hear how someone's liberal if they're against the war, and that's basically what sets your paradigm. But really, the wrinkle in their argument for giving up our liberties for so-called security is history. You give up liberty, you get tyranny, as I love to say, because it's true. That's my mantra. And their mantra is give up liberty, you get security. It's a fraud, it's a lie, and it's got to be countered. But they claim that giving up our freedoms will make us safe. Well, why are the borders more open than ever? Why did you go after Saddam, who you put in power, who you told to attack Iran, who you told to attack, you go ahead and attack Kuwait. Why didn't you assassinate him? Why did you do this? You know, why did you put him in power? And we're not worried about Kim Jong-il in North Korea threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis, that our government helped arm with nuclear reactors, Rumsfeld on the board of ABB that made the transfer. We hear Bill Clinton's a traitor, which he is, but Bill Clinton just agreed with the Republican owners of these companies to ship the weapons as the rubber stamper. That's why Republicans never really went after Clinton on China Gate and Nuclear Gate and all those gates, because he was just their client following orders. I mean, it's like Halliburton admittedly has a giant offshore subsidiary that does most of the business with Iran. Our government has sanctions on Iran, and then only Halliburton's allowed to deal with Iran because of a special loophole they designed into law. It was like for the 12 years of the sanctions against Saddam, it's admitted. The one U.S. company that could do business was Halliburton. They had a loophole via Bill Clinton. Did you know that's public? I mean, how sick is that? How sick is that? So they tell us that there's this big threat, and we had to go in and get Saddam. But meanwhile, North Korea is threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis with weapon systems that we gave China, that they gave to North Korea, that our government gave Pakistan, that they gave North Korea. And now we're pulling troops out of there to go to Iraq. Already pulled out 4,000, going to pull out 15,000 more. Some say 30,000 more from the real threat to go steal oil. Now, who are the traitors here? We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once, and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Welcome back, my friends. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Again, thank you for joining us. So not only do we have now the announcement of 70,000 troops to be pulled out of Asia, Europe, and other areas, but there's no troop shortages, folks. We also have articles like this every day. 57-year-old veteran called for duty. I see articles where they say 63-year-old veteran. He's a 57-year-old afflicted with skin cancer, partially deaf, and suffers from high blood pressure. But the U.S. Army still wants Master Sergeant Louis Jamie Trevino. On July 14th, the Vietnam and Desert Storm veteran received his third order to report to active duty, mobilized for Operation Iraqi Freedom. I was very shocked, Trevino said, a member of the Army's Individual Ready Reserve, IRRs, and not part of a reserve unit. Do not get paid and do not attend monthly reserve training. However, because of critical skills they possess, they can be recalled to duty if needed. In disbelief, he called the Army hotline listed on his orders. Am I reading this thing right? At my age, you still want me, he asked. But there was no mistake. Trevino is to report to a mobilization unit September 15th at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. If I do not execute these orders, I will go to jail, he said. Trevino, a Rio Grande City native, served in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War and then joined the Army Reserves in 72. The former middle school teacher also served during Desert Storm in 91. And though Trevino is willing to serve again, he wonders why the military wants him. So this guy has served in two wars and been in the Guard after that. And that's what these stopgap measures are doing. Serve for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and then you go, all right, I'm leaving. I'm going to go start a business, spend time with my family. Oh, sorry, you've got to stay another year. And then a year passes. Oh, you've got to stay another year. And that's a draft of the worst group imaginable. They've already served. I mean, even in World War II, you just served 11 months, and then you got out after your tour of duty. But not in Vietnam, you only had to go for a tour. But this new special draft is of those that have already served. Those that have already... It's amazing. And every day, there was one day a couple weeks ago, I had like five articles about 55, 63-year-old people, you know, with hernias and amputees. I don't know how they are sending these people, but they're really doing it. So we can talk about that too. But really with the listeners, I would like to discuss the fact that we're going to pull even more troops out of South Korea, pull more troops out of Japan, and pull troops out of Europe, I don't really care about Europe, for the Middle East, where we've, quote, liberated everyone. So how was Saddam a greater threat than Kim Jong-il, who openly threatens to nuke us? And then I've got other stories like this one. Private property may become preserved. Now, all over the country, they're passing these, where here in Austin, in about half the city, you can only build on about 20 to 25% of your property, and it totally ruins people's property. I mean, if you've got an acre, you can build a little shack on it. And then they force you to sell it to the city, then they take the restrictions off and turn it into a golf course or a shopping mall or hotel and pay full price. Residents of King County, Washington, will only be able to build on 10% of their land. They didn't even have that in the Soviet Union. According to a new law being considered by the county government, which, if enacted, will be the most restrictive land use law in the nation. And known as the 65-10 rule, it calls for landowners to set aside 65% of their own property and keep it in the natural vegetative state. According to the rule, nothing can be built on the land, and if a tree can't be cut down, for example, it must be replanted. Building anything is out of the question. And then it gets into the actual reading of the law, says that only 10% of the land can be built on. And I've got the official federal maps. Over half the country, we're not even going to be allowed into. And already these big toll roads they build on interstates, they just block all the old exits to small towns. You just drive by ghost town after ghost town, especially in Kansas, and you might drive 50, 60 miles where you cannot exit. The McDonald's and gas stations are built in the middle of the road, and the government makes money off of them. And the whole country's going to be like this. It's the official plan. And you're wondering how they're going to get you out of the rural areas, or they're just going to kill your economy. And I know, you don't believe it'll happen. Here in Austin, they're going to build, not 9 now, but 15 toll roads every major street on the existing roads. So it's all part of the freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chad in Australia, Mark in Tennessee, Keith in Florida. Everybody else that's patiently holding, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. And then I'll get into towns all across the country saying, hey, you're only going to be able to build on 10% of your property, and that's all under federal grants. This is your existing land, retroactively. Destroying land values, taking total feudal control over the serfs. And also, I've got another headline here. This happened a few years ago when a big hurricane hit Florida and killed a bunch of people. Officials were reluctant to release death tolls. It says there's refrigerated vehicles all over the place with dead bodies in them, and they admit that, but they're not going to release the numbers. Very, very scary, and there's thieves are plundering in Charlie's aftermath. Really sad that people will do that when folks are down on their luck and serious things have happened. Also, police want you to pay for their wiretaps, a new special tax, and it says, don't worry, it's to fight terror and other criminals. See, we're all going to be randomly wiretapped now with no warrants to fight terrorists. You're for fighting terrorists and criminals. It's always and criminals and other crime. But just briefly, folks, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I personally have made 10 films, and I carry the best films that I've seen, bar none, by other great researchers on my website. The best books, the best books on tape, we've got them all at InfoWars.com. or prisonplanet.com. Simply go to the secure, safe shopping cart. You can watch clips of the different videos we sell, read about the different specials we offer at InfoWars.com or prisonplanet.com. And, of course, 9/11 is what they are pinning all their police state rollouts on. And it's so important to shatter the myth of the official story of 9/11. And that's what my two-and-a-half-hour video, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, does. The history of government-sponsored terror, the first World Trade Center bombing, Oklahoma City, the second World Trade Center attack on 9/11, and then the globalist master plan and the Patriot Acts and all of it. And then there's part two of that film, which mainly just focuses on 9/11, not the whole history of it. It gets into some of that. It's an excellent video as well, The Masters of Terror. Then I carry George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and it's on VHS or DVD, 1995, and you get a free color booklet, 80-plus page color booklet, 9/11, The Great Illusion, I think it's 97 pages. With that, you get a second copy and three color booklets, so two videos and three color booklets for $34.95. That's a special we're running. My videos are $25.95 a piece because they're all over 2 hours. $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles that I have produced. So again, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or call toll-free. You can ask questions about different specials or about different titles, different films. When you call, you don't even have to order. You can just call and get information at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. So please take action. In my videos, you're authorized to make copies of them and air them on Access TV and get them out to folks. That's my goal. So, again, 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Ted in Australia. Ted, where are you calling us from in the land down under?
I'm calling from Melbourne, Alex. I've talked to you before.
That's
and,
right.
You've asked me to report in for you. And there's a lot of news, a lot of news to cover.
Well, absolutely, tell us about it.
Absolutely amazing. Okay. The free trade agreement between Australia and the United States, it's actually have gone through on August 13th, which is the blackest day in the history of Australia and the United States, which actually takes away our sovereignty. Because what will happen is a lot of the negotiations and law passing that goes through for companies will not be handled by Parliament anymore. It will be handled by a body that will be elected by companies.
Now, for those that don't understand this, a big trade deal, and again, the European Union started as the economic community. They don't tell you we're creating world government. They say, oh, it's a trade deal, and they merge the social securities, the law enforcement, the welfare system, the laws. And that's why 60,000 people protested in 99 in Seattle, liberals, conservatives, because we were giving up our authority to the World Trade Organization. Well, it's the same thing with this agreement. Literally, corporations create their own board that is above our governments. Go ahead.
Absolutely right. The governments have no say at all. Also, what they have to do, the governments, to in order for the agreement to go through, they have to amend existing laws. That was a mandate. And that was actually mandated by the WTO. They had to amend a lot of laws, like copyright laws, crime laws.
And the WTO is only 9 years old, folks, and it already runs the planet.
Absolutely. And also along with GATS.
And again, those are general agreements on tariffs and trade, and then now they have the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which they admit is the Pan-American Union.
That's right. Also, what they're doing is they're going to use the Australian Free Trade Agreement as a standard for the Americas. Now, what that means is, the last time that I spoke to you, you were talking about the borders in Mexico. That's going to be only a minor problem for you, because once they do it with Americas, the Americas, Chile and so forth, a lot of those people will be able to come to the United States work for cheaper wages.
Now, they are building a superhighway. It's done from Canada to Mexico. They're building it into Mexico, and that's Bush's amnesty plan. Is total, complete. Anybody who wants to come here or who can get here is automatically legal for 6 years, and the government is going to pay to bring more unskilled labor here, and they say the layoffs in high tech are going to get seven times more severe, and Bush in January of this year said, quote, this is our number one export is jobs. We need to accelerate it.
Absolutely. Now, some of the things that it covers is textile, clothing, accessories, spare parts and tools, agricultural, veterinary, chemicals, the amendments to the wine and brandy, industry, life insurance, foreign acquisitions and takeovers, Commonwealth authorities and companies, and therapeutic goods, patent amendments, copyrights. It goes right through the whole spectrum.
It's amazing, and it's world government. We have the EU already merging with the Pan-American Union and the Canadian deal earlier this year, and people don't even know what the EU or the Pan-American Union is or what the WTO is. And just like Congress gave up its authority over the WTO and trade, now they're going to give up their authority to this terror czar over internal security.
Yes, well, in actual fact, the governments with the free trade deals don't have authority. Congress or our Senate or whatever. Now, a recent High Court decision, because of the free trade agreement, had to be made in order for them to hold you. The government can hold you legally in detention now without any access to a lawyer or anything else, really.
I saw that ruling, and Europe's doing the same thing. Our courts are doing
yes.
the same thing.
Yes. Yes.
The Supreme Court comes out and says they can secretly grab you and hold you, but you should be able to complain to a higher authority in the camp. Oh, and they went, ooh, a victory for freedom. You can complain to the commandant of the camp.
Mm-hmm. But also it covers the reporters, too, because what happens is, say, for example, a reporter like you, me, or whoever, we want to do a story on terrorist acts or whatever. The guy could be associated with a terrorist organization. The reporter will be held, charged, and imprisoned for associating.
Now, last year, a professor at a college and one of his students sent an email to the government about, I think it was the WTO meeting, I have the article on the website, and he was arrested because, quote, influencing government was an improper use of his telephone to send a text message email. I'm sure you're familiar with that story.
Yes. Yes, I am familiar with that.
So this is your freedom in Australia, is you can't email the government. It's non-threatening, but still, it's wrong to influence the government.
Yeah, but not only in Australia, in the United States, too. This is bad for both sides.
No, sir, I know. It's just to see Australia, that was a pretty free country just a few decades ago, or just 10 years ago, to be losing all of your freedoms is so sad.
Well, I'll tell you what's really amazing. You know, the blackest day in the Australian history, and yet not one single paper or otherwise talk host even commented about it.
Well, that's how they lie. They lie by omission. And they don't, the average person, again, look, the average American doesn't know how many continents there are. They can't name five state capitals. They can't tell you who the second president was. They can't tell you what the Fourth Amendment is. But they've got their opinion about politics, though. And I guess it sounds like it's the same thing in Australia, because the news doesn't ever report on this stuff, so people just aren't aware.
No, I was doing my show, and I was going right through this, and I had some guests on and so forth. And I put some on my website, which, by the way, you're featured on there. You got your own page.
Well, thank you.
That's all right. My pleasure. I think you're a good guy. You're doing it well. And, you know, a lot of people rang in and said, Ted, what are you talking about? We're a sovereign country. You know, we're an independent country. I said, not anymore. And then a guy rang up, and because I do a show twice a week sometimes, a guy rang up and said, I don't believe a word you're saying. Well, I said, look, what I talk about is documented. I don't talk, you know, just off the top of my head.
So he didn't see Bush 2 weeks ago there with your leader announcing all this?
No, I saw Bush signing the free trade agreement. He signed it and said, done. In other words, you know, thank you very much, goodbye, and, you know, there goes your freedoms, which is United States and also Australia. But particularly, I guided this guest, or caller I had, to the website of the Senate, He came back a couple of days later and he said, sorry, I believe everything you're saying, because he read it for himself. And that's all people have to do, just go to the Australian Senate and look under free trade agreements.
That's really the power we have, is that we can point people to the source documents. The problem is most people aren't like that guy. He'll just deny what you're saying and won't go check it out and won't take your challenge. If people would take us up on the challenge of checking it out for themselves, we would turn things around. But this process is happening. There is an awakening here. Are you seeing any type of awakening in Australia, or are people still in the dark because of the media blackout?
Well, there's a lot of people that I do know, like you, that are awakened to it and are trying to do something about it. But, you know, I would say probably about 80% of the population are asleep. You know, they just...
Well, we've got our work cut out for us, Ted, and I appreciate your call. There goes Ted, folks, a broadcaster in one of the largest cities in Australia, and we appreciate his work. Keith in Florida. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, thank you for having me. I listen all the time. I don't call much.
Well,
I was just down in Daytona Beach, Florida, and you were talking yesterday about people being prepared for, like, environmental disasters and stuff.
Yes.
And I do have a Berkey light and dancing lighting and all that. I'm trying to be very quick. While I was there, I did go for a vacation. I was looking for someone, and they were in a bad neighborhood. It was my wife. I've been estranged for about 10 years. That's not why I called. Firearms. There were derelicts everywhere. Crackheads, prostitutes, people just dealing drugs. You know what I'm saying? All over the streets in a certain area. And I was in a rental car, if you understand what I'm saying. And I knew better not to park this car for just a few minutes to try to find a house I was looking for. But I wasn't stupid, you know what I'm saying? I was carrying. But what I'm also trying to get at is, what happens, like, in a situation here in Florida where they can't do background checks for people who want to buy firearms, because it could be 2 or 3 weeks for them to be able to contact the state authorities to handle it. What do they do? The gun shops say, they can't do a background check. What is the law? Hello?
No, I'm following part of what you're saying. Look, we need to go back to the Vermont style law where
I agree.
Where there's no controls, because criminals are going to get guns to begin with, and then it's only law abiding people who are restricted. I'll tell you, when they passed the concealed carry in Florida, your crime rate within 2 years dropped 25%. The violent crime rate. All those tourists were getting carjacked, all the problems. Now the crooks aren't doing that like they were, because it's playing Russian roulette. They try to carjack the wrong car, you know, when 5% of people are carrying firearms legally. It's over for them. And so, you know, that's the answer. More guns, less crime. More guns, more freedom.
Well, yeah, I fully agree. And you know what I'm saying? Those people, you know, it's kind of sad. There's some nice parts of any given community, and the nice people where I drove through, you know, they were out there being social in their lawn chairs, and you had your gas grills cooking food, you know, because there was no power and stuff like that. And when I drove into the bad neighborhood, which where I had to go, like I said, there was just people all over the place. The cops were like shrugging their shoulders at me, you know, like. I didn't want to even ask him for
it. Well, I have an article here about that. It says thieves plunder the state in aftermath, and it's Punta Gorda. After the hurricane ended, the looting began. Among the first targets, officials said, was the Charlotte Harbor Fire Department. Oh, man. Firefighters arrived early Saturday to find their computers had been swiped in the night. Charlotte County Sheriff's Office spokesman Robert Carpenter said his office is getting regular reports of looting from residents of the areas. Many storm-wrecked neighborhoods. Man, folks, 40 years ago, things changed. I mean, in the past, a hurricane hit, no one would loot. What happened to Americans? We became evil, and we got an evil government. You know, that just goes hand in hand. It's a symbiotic relationship. And then I've got another article here out of the Associated Press. Officials reluctant to release death toll, and they're keeping it very secret how many people have died. And I had heard that not many people died, so I was like, oh, this is good news. But now it looks like there's been a whole bunch of deaths. Do you have any idea how many people have died?
No. You're talking about back in what, Andrew?
Well, we know that hundreds died, and they cover that up in Andrew. No, in the new, this is a new article about Charlie.
Charlie, what I saw in Daytona was not necessarily a lot of structural damage. It was a lot of debris damage, like trees uprooted, power lines were down. As far as that goes, I didn't see a lot of satellite systems were down. I tried checking a hotel.
Well, I think they're talking about other areas of the
Charlie,
state.
Charlie, that were around Fort Myer. If what I saw in Daytona, if that place hit Category 4 really is, I mean, they must be devastated because, I mean, I saw convoy after convoy from Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, of the power companies. It was just miles of them. Miles of them. I mean, you couldn't. I mean, it's really bad.
What is it about nice places to live? I mean, in California, you got earthquakes, you got hurricanes in Florida. God bless all those poor people.
Yeah,
thank you for the call, Keith. I appreciate it. Barney and Marilyn and others, you're up next when we get back. 1-800-259-9231. We got Eric Pratt, son of Larry Pratt, joining us in about 40 minutes, so you don't want to miss that as well. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, we've got Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's son, joining us in about 35 minutes. And there is just so much other news here. Big Brother, police state, New World Order news. And I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but at least it's good news that we're on the air exposing it. Things would be a lot worse if we weren't doing this. But let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Barney, then Dan, Joanne, Brian, and others. Our Australian friend wanted to give out his website where he does his radio show twice a week. It's 97zone.com. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
This is something that has to be addressed. A lot of people don't realize how serious a problem this is. According to the American Legion magazine and other sources, most of our military equipment is obsolete and worn out. And
by the way, the American Legion is setting up national tattletale squads to fight terror and crime to spy on us. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, it's good they tattled on the government in this particular case.
No, I know. I like the American. Let me stop you. I like the American Legion. That's the problem, is they're even being co-opted now. Everything's being co-opted. Go ahead.
Well, you know, American Legion is not a good example of the veterans, because a lot of times you got people never even seen combat in there having parties and gatherings.
Well, my point is the American Legion, the members do some good work.
Yeah, some of them do, yeah.
Yeah.
But according to that American Legion, all this stuff is obsolete. And one example, out of a squadron of 18 Navy helicopters, 11 were grounded because there were no spare parts.
Hey, listen, I've been out to these urban warfare training drills.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the helicopters were in service in Vietnam.
Right, that's right.
I mean, these are ancient, you know, the twin prop, different variants of those helicopters. These are ancient pieces of junk.
That's right, yep. Another example, Colonel David Hackworth, while in Korea, watched a soldier wash a tank down. And after he got done, my Hackworth went over and opened the hatch up, and it was water inside the tank. That means that all the seals leaked it and let the water in. And not only could the hatch freeze tight in the event of emergency, they wouldn't even be able to get into it in wintertime.
Well, let me kind of bring this back to something I mentioned that's pretty important, Barney.
Yeah.
We're going to pull troops, already have pulled some, out of South Korea, which is a real threat, threatening to nuke us again on a weekly basis, to go to Iraq for the next phase into Iran or Syria. Folks, this is crazy. I mean, if we're really in Iraq for threats, why are we pulling troops out of South Korea? Go ahead.
Well, you know what makes it so crazy? All along, the European countries and all went along with us, letting us lead the flock. But now they see that the whole shebang is starting to fall apart, and they're going to start deserting us. And it's going to be a lot worse condition.
Well, they've got a UN army, a NATO army, a EU army in Afghanistan. And I've had family that's been to Germany in the last 2 years. The Germans are good at this. They're building a giant secret army. It's not even secret. Huge submarines, medium aircraft carriers, battleships, weapon systems, jet aircraft, drones. The Germans are rearming. And guess who else is rearming? The Japanese.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they see the handwriting on the wall. The United States can't hold a job, you know. At any rate, not only could the hatch mechanism freeze up, it would let in biological and chemical elements, and also all the electrical equipment and the ammo would corrode up, and they would be practically worthless in a time of war. And this
Barney, don't worry about that. To keep America safe, you need to spy on your neighbor. Okay? Have you reported your neighbor for something?
I'm a Yale all the time.
good. You're a good American then. That's what America is about. We need to adopt the Russian model, then we're good. Stay with us. Hello, folks.